When we become libertarians, I never finished the story as to how I became libertarian.
Okay, thank you.
When we become libertarians, it's such a beautiful thing. It's such a transformation. And I remember, I mean, what happened was we argued, and over time, you know, my wife threatened to divorce me and all that type of stuff because she had married a socialist, and she came from kind of a leftist family. And so I was like kind of a triumph. And then she was going, you know, if you keep going down this path, I don't think we could stay together. And I was going, but is what I'm saying illogical? You know, I was like going, you know, total libertarian on her. I go, you know, is does this not make sense? And she didn't really care because she was scared of being ostracized. So, you know, there's a number of characteristics that I use for whether someone can actually convert to libertarianism. And definitely ability to withstand social ostracization is one of them. That you will still do what you think is right despite what the crowd says. You know, it's logical consistency, you know, social, I think it's called disagreeableness, but being willing to be disagreeable, being willing to go against the crowd.